Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, July 31st, 2017. Archbishop Charles Chaput had a strong message at the annual Napa Institute conference this past Thursday. And in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a soldier for Spain turned soldier for Christ. Priebus is out and Kelly is in. And a prominent Italian abortionist spoke at a Catholic parish, while faithful Catholics were kicked out. Breitbart reports that Philadelphia Archbishop Charles Chaput delivered a powerful message at the Napa Institute's annual conference in California last Thursday. The Archbishop stated that the face of Europe in 100 years will be that of the young Muslim immigrants because of their willingness to have children. He also pointed out that the leaders of France, Germany, the United Kingdom, Italy, Sweden, and the Netherlands have exactly 0.0 children between them, and that this could lead them to have less of a stake in the future of their respective nations. Here are some excerpts of his talk. Islam has a future. Because Islam believes in children. Without a transcendent faith that makes life worth living, there's no reason to bear children. And where there are no children, there's no imagination, no reason to sacrifice, and no future. When young people ask me how to change the world, I tell them to love each other, get married, stay faithful to one another, have lots of children, and raise those children to be men and women of Christian character. Money is important, but it's never the most important thing. The future belongs to people with children, not with things. Things rust and break, but every child is a universe of possibility that reaches into eternity, connecting our memories and our hopes in a sign of God's love across the generations. That's what matters. The soul of a child is forever. Next, after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Ignatius of Loyola. You're listening to Crusade News.
Thomas Jefferson was famous for a lot more than life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if you're waiting for Hollywood to put that on film,
you may as well wait for the next Ice Age.
That's why I started FoundingFatherFilms.com. Hi, I'm Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to see and hear the greatest Founding Father stories never told in my movies, The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence, on DVD and CD, and available now at FoundingFatherFilms.com. That's FoundingFatherFilms.com, or call 866-483-3833.
Inigo Lopez de Loyola was born in Spain in 1491, the youngest of 13 children. He became a soldier by 18 years of age and chased, rather successfully, after military glory. While defending Pamplona in 1521, his leg was struck and badly mangled by a cannonball. During his long and excruciating recovery, he was profoundly converted after reading about the life of Christ and the lives of the saints. While undertaking ecclesial studies in Paris, Ignatius met Father Faber and Francis Xavier. The three men received permission from Pope Paul III to start their own order, named the Society of Jesus, more commonly known today as the Jesuits. The order is known for their work in education. Ignatius died at the age of 64 on July 31, 1556. St. Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Reuters reports that President Donald Trump has replaced Chief of Staff Reince Priebus with retired General John Kelly. Priebus was with President Trump as he announced his decision from Air Force One. General Kelly was Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security before assuming his new post today. When asked by the Associated Press about the new appointment, President Donald Trump had this to say.
General Kelly has been a star, done an incredible job thus far, respected by everybody. A great, great American. Reince Priebus, a good man. Thank you very much.
In this Celestial Musings, LifeSite News reports that notorious abortionist Emma Bonino, who received accolades from Pope Francis in 2016, spoke at the Church of San Defendente in San Rocco di Cossato last Wednesday. When a pro-life attendee suggested she was the cause of Italy's demographic decline, he was kicked out. Two other pro-life Catholics who also dared to speak were drowned out with boos and whistles. Catholics praying the rosary outside the church were questioned by police and asked for identification. The organizers of the event kept the doors of the church shut tightly so as to drown out the prayers from outside. Our Lord promised the gates of hell would not prevail against the church, but he never said it wouldn't get awfully hot. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.